The Carborough Town Council meets in Town Hall tonight at 7. On their agenda, council members will discuss a plan to allocate $6 million in COVID relief funds, and they'll hold a work session on the status of two town cemeteries. The town has also just named its next poet laureate, Liza Wolf Francis. She'll take over the role from Fred Joyner in January. Over in Chapel Hill, the town is a year and a half into the early implementation phase of its Climate Action and Response Plan, an ongoing local effort to mitigate the impacts of climate change. As part of that effort, the town created a brand new position, but the person filling that position is no stranger. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell has more.
His title with the town of Chapel Hill changing. Since arriving in 2007, he's held six different roles, including his newest as the Community Sustainability Manager.
In those 15 years, I've always had a connection to sustainability, starting in the planning department and now moving into this office of three. And so we're working to advance our climate action plan, and it's just an exciting time.
The town of Chapel Hill officially passed its Climate Action and Response Plan in April 2021. Capping a years-long process of outlining how the local government will aim to address climate change. Richardson and the sustainability office were major proponents of crafting that plan. And now, their role is shifting to determine the ways to act on two of its goals.
One is to zero out our carbon emissions by 2050, so do our part for the global community there, and at the same time, continue to try and understand how the effects of climate change are impacting us locally and looking for ways to adapt to those and become more resilient.
Resiliency is a word often used around the response to climate change. Richardson said he believes it reflects the localized elements of global effects, whether that's extreme heat or intense pop-up storms that Chapel Hill experiences more often. He said his office and the town work to identify specific outcomes from extreme weather and examine potential short- and long-term solutions. Part of that work is done through partnerships with UNC, which updated its own climate action plan in April 2021 to better reflect its responses. Richardson said the respective sustainability offices conduct tests to see the weather's impact on the Chapel Hill community and beyond.
And then sort of building on that information to try and work with our community and shape projects and programs that help us adapt and perhaps even develop early warning systems that help us understand how we can react as these changes occur.
While much of that research is meant for years in the future, the community sustainability manager said there are several ways Chapel Hill is taking action in the short term to reduce its emissions. The town recently joined a partnership to help residents and businesses get evaluated for solar power equipment and is exploring areas to build more charging stations for electric vehicles. Richardson said the goal of having 1,500 EV stations around the town will be critical, especially as the local government moves its fleet of vehicles to all electric models by 2040.
Some people may not know this, but about 96% of our carbon emissions in Chapel Hill come from either our buildings or our vehicles. So, as you might expect, many of our near-term actions are focused on ways to, as we like to say, decarbonize, remove the carbon from those two sectors with projects that focus on things like energy efficiency, renewable energy, and a transition to electric vehicles.
To get links to the Town of Chapel Hill's Climate Action Plan and sustainability website, head to chapelborough.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Missed the first 2 seconds of that piece. That's John Richardson there. Other local news. Orange County commissioners recently considered but ultimately shelved a proposal that would have restricted protests on and around school grounds. Some officials had pushed for the measure after some contentious demonstrations last year, but the plan got pushback over free speech concerns. Instead, commissioners elected to create a task force to study the issue further. County Commissioner Renee Price.
There's so many angles to it and so many unique circumstances because, you know, Orange County has schools in both the county, within the towns of Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, and Carborough, and, you know, how do we address all schools? And that was a tricky part of it. Also, you know, different voices, you know, we've heard from people that they're concerned about safety, yes, but where do you draw the line? And how do we make sure that people can express their views, you know, parents if they're concerned about what their kids are learning in school. Now, I'm hoping that this task force you know, will include elected officials, school administrators, and certainly parents and community members, law enforcement or public safety, so that, you know, we get that well-rounded view to know, okay, if something happens, what are the consequences or what are the considerations that we have to take to factor into the model if we come up with something. But again, I think, you know, the main focus is the safety of our children so that they can learn without obstruction from outside forces during the school day.
That's Orange County Commissioner Renee Price there. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. And finally, we head to campus where midterms are in full swing at UNC. That can be a stressful time for students, but one student group is taking some creative steps to show they care, as Carolina Connections' Emma Cook reports.
Would you guys like some candy?
Take an affirmation.
Outside Lenore Dining Hall, members of UNC's Acts of Random Kindness Club give candy and slips of paper to passing students.
Can't say no to that.
They say things like, "You are loved, I care about you, and I believe in you."
Take whatever you want. Tell your friends. Courtesy of ARC, Acts of Random Kindness.
Sophomore Cynthia Tran, who passed by the table, said she really appreciated the gesture and that kind words like these could change someone's day for the better.
This past weekend has been really hard for me. I had another midterm on Friday the previous week, and I actually struggled a lot with my mental health, so it really kind of like brought my spirits up.
And this is exactly what the club is trying to do: offer encouragement to students during a time when stress is especially high. This usually involves handing out lots of free stuff, says the club's president, Sophia Zhang, who watched as the affirmation notes planted smiles on the faces of the students who received them.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Founded in 2017, the Acts of Random Kindness Club, also known as ARC, hosts various events like this during exams, when they think students need to be shown kindness the most. Zhang says she hopes they make a positive impact on the students by decreasing some of their stress.
We're able to let people know that kindness does still exist, and that's what we try to do, which is to show people kindness, especially students.
Zoe Silverman is a clinical social worker for UNC's Counseling and Psychological Services, CAPS, and she also says exams take a toll on students' mental health. They forget to sleep, eat, and talk to friends and family, which are all important in maintaining a healthy well-being. It's a stressful time, she says, and it's easy to feel hopeless and overwhelmed.
We can become so tunnel vision that it's difficult to remember the ways that we can support ourselves.
The first thing she says to do is breathe.
It sounds so simple, but it's so true. That helps your nervous system to kind of regulate itself.
She says she hopes students will take advantage of CAPS therapists and 24/7 crisis line, and also that CAPS can help delay exams for students who aren't in a good mental place to take them. ARC hosts events all semester long, not just during exams. Zhang's favorite being Halloween of last year. The club had 20 boxes of pizza, piles of Halloween candy, and words of affirmation to give to students. In return, students had to leave their own words of affirmation on a sticky note. Zhang says it was not only a way for the club to show kindness to students, but to encourage them to pass it forward.
One of our main goals is to, you know, let students know that they're worth being kind to, and we try to implement that in every way possible.
In Chapel Hill, I'm Emma Cook.
For Carolina Connection, a student-produced radio newscast from the UNC School, Hussman School of Journalism and Media, that airs on Saturday mornings at 8:30 right here on 97.9 The Hill. 6:20, your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by All About Insurance. Coming off Saturday's win over Miami, individual honors are in for two Tar Heel football stars. Sophomore DeAndre Boykins has been named ACC Defensive Back of the Week, and quarterback Drake May has been named ACC Freshman of the Week. Fourth Rookie of the Week honor for May this season. He finished 19 of 28 passing for 309 yards and two TDs. Boykins won his first ACC honor after a big game that ended with a last-minute game-clinching game-clinching interception, the first one of his career. Over to basketball now, where the Tar Heel women just got some bad news. Redshirt freshman guard Kayla McPherson is out for the start of the season after suffering a lower body injury in practice. McPherson already missed all of last season with an unrelated injury. Team officials say she's having surgery this week. She'll likely be out at least through most of December. In golf, a team title for UNC at the Ivy Intercollegiate in New Jersey. Carolina finished 5 shots ahead of second place Florida State. This is on the women's side, by the way. Senior Krista Junkari tied for first individually. Carolina men's golf is also having a good week. They're in first place by 17 shots after 2 rounds of the Stevens Cup in Florida. Sophomore David Ford led the way yesterday. He shot a 10 under 62. That ties a UNC record. The third and final round is today. One other team in action tonight. The Tar Heel men's soccer team is hosting VCU. That's at 7 p.m. on Dorrance Field.